Cool. Would you like me to tell you the story of how I saved the podcast today? Perfect. I'd love to tell you. So there I was looking for this tiny, maybe inch by half inch, slender little clip thing. We looked maybe 15, 20 minutes. Uninterrupted searching. Boxes high, low, far and wide in this apartment. Couldn't find it. And then I says to myself, Laura, I says, it's gotta fucking be there. It's gotta be there. It's calling me. I heard it. And I followed my heart and my mind. And I found it. So you're welcome for today's episode. It's brought to you by resilience, stubbornness, and sheer luck.
We looked everywhere.
Everywhere. This is not a very big apartment. I know it looks pretty big.
The amount of bullshit we had to go through to get that damn tripod piece. Why don't they tether it? No, that would be stupid. That's a stupid idea. Give me a little side pouch on it or something. Mm. Tuck that little bad Larry right in there. That just seems like a flaw.
It does.
It's so tiny. And if you lose it, you just can't use the thing.
I bet they claim operator error. And maybe they do that so you buy another one. Capitalism.
Big tripod needs to be taken down.
Yeah, honestly.
Big pod.
I'd also like to raise another question as to why we, amongst many other of our generation, keep empty boxes of things.
I don't. Where's an empty box?
I opened a Sony box with nothing in it.
Okay, but think about it this way. Think about it this way. If I go to sell that and I have the box, it's worth more.
Okay. I have every iPhone box of every single phone I've had. I have my Apple Watch box.
Yeah, why do we do that?
Why do we do that?
Why do we keep the boxes?
I'm not really sure.
I've never sold an iPhone in my life.
I feel like I've done that since I was little, though. Like, all my other cell phone boxes.
You're coming hot off rip, dude.
Well, off rip, dude. I'm on.
You haven't even said hello.
Hello. Welcome. I have pink hair. New identity.
Do we see what color this is?
It's pink. And it will fade. Pinkish purple. It's lavender. We'll meet in the middle. It's lavender. It is edgy. It is cool. Some people would say I'm going through a midlife crisis. Getting my nose pierced and dyeing my hair purple at 31. You know what I say? Fuck them. Who cares?
I just think, just don't get bangs.
These are technically bangs.
You know what I'm talking about.
Like
the straight bangers.
We talked about it and she said no.
Obviously she said no. 95% of the time it's bad. It's not going to look good.
Only because she knows that the second I wash my hair, I'm going to look like a 12-year-old farm boy.
You already do.
They're going to look.
Now you don't with the pink hair.
Well, and she also styled it. I'm dreading the day I have to wash my hair.
Why?
Girlies know. My girlies know. You get your hair done. It is flawless perfection. You cannot obtain the style of your hair post hairdresser. Hair wash day, post getting your hair done, worst day of my life.
Worst day of your life?
My hair smells like hair dye chemicals. Incredible.
You're going crazy right now.
I'm riding high from finding that fucking clip, dude. I'm pumped. I'm sweating right now. I am so jazzed that I found that.
You did find it.
I don't win a lot.
So you're just not going to wash your hair?
I'll wash it. I have to wash it. It starts to stink.
Oh.
After like day six.
Six?
Well, sometimes I go seven. Now that I work out more,
You're a buff girl.
I do enjoy the exercise.
You're a buff girl.
Some days I don't.
Every time I don't.
Most days.
But you know, you got to do it.
What did I say last weekend?
I love penis. That's what you said.
Probably at least once.
Yeah.
No, I said, do I want to have a sleepy body or a summer body? No, sleepy body or a slutty body.
You can't have both?
You can have both. I probably can't have both. It's usually one or the other.
I love sleepy slutty. That's my vibe.
Well, sleepy's a little bit more of a squishy slutty, so.
Sleepy squishy study.
You know, now I'm really feel like I'm putting slutty girls in a box. Squishy slutty is great.
No, you put it in their box.
I would.
Okay. Listen, we can't go off on this lesbian rant of
you
yours.
You literally brought up penis.
This is an episode.
Oh, I'm up here now.
What are you, a politician? This isn't an...
Hello?
What are those things called that they talk at? Nocturnes? Lecterns? Nocturnes? Alley?
I'm not really sure what you're talking... The podium?
Yeah. What's it called?
A podium.
No, bitch. No, bitch!
The lector.
Hold on. I gotta... Yeah.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I have a bill that I am proposing today to make.
It's called a lectern. Lecterns differ from podiums and pulpits in that they are generally smaller and less elevated.
Have you ever had to talk into a skinny microphone?
Is this not a skinny mic?
No, I'm talking about
like
the one
Britney
like...
Spears?
No, on the top of the podium.
Like, what is that?
Okay. You want to talk about jury duty?
Yeah. Do you have to do that at jury duty?
Yeah, I had to tell this very aggressive judge
why you weren't fit.
I was not fit to stand juror number 8.
Yeah. And what did you tell him?
I was biased against law enforcement.
Yeah.
For reasons need not be said. I had to press the button and talk directly into this microphone that was super staticky, and then the button
you
talk
directly
work.
To a judge.
Yeah,
I've never done it. And I don't know how this shit goes.
A room full of 50 other jurors, and everyone has to
They're like 50 other jerks.
They were jerks. Well, some of them were nice. I felt kind of bad. You have to go around the circle and ask every single person about if they're able to not be biased or whatever, and there's this little button and you have to press the button, but the button wasn't working, so you have to press the button, and I had like this bailiff, he goes, press the button, and I'm pressing the button, he goes, no, press the button, we're going back and forth, it was awful. I'm pressing, is it this button?
I'm already pressing the button.
Is it the hello?
You try to mouth like what you're doing.
It wasn't just me though, it was a couple other people.
I'm a new man.
Whoa. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. What's been happening, dude? It's been a while. We've been busy.
Since January?
Really?
I think so.
Work's been crazy.
This year's going by fast. It's May.
It's already August. It's not August. Yeah, it's nice to sit down and chat with you again.
Yeah, we're talking.
This
is your first weekend off full Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Since when? January?
Probably February.
No.
Yeah, because you didn't start going out with full time till end of February.
Regardless, it's been too damn long.
Well, and then you had an opportunity to take an entire month off and decline that. So
now, for the listeners at home, I want you to just take a second and really analyze what she just said and in the way that she said it. See, women are funny in that regard, right? Because they can say something and it's the little undertones that really give it its little pizzazz, you know? See, what she said was, you had the opportunity to take a month off,
but you fucking hate me.
Yep.
I'm just kidding. No, I support you making money.
I can't stand being in this house.
Yeah.
This fucking house. No, it's been good. We're busy. We're on the road. We're having a great time. But I got 2 weeks with you.
2 weeks.
So we got coop time.
Coop
time. What do you got for me?
What do I have? I don't know.
What's happened?
I went to jury duty.
That's the most interesting thing that's happened to you since February.
I'm trying to think what we did.
That's the most interesting thing that you can
we
think
of. We restarted Breaking Bad.
You
crazy.
No. You need more excitement in your life. If that's what's exciting for you.
Listen, I am here in my little kingdom of
King in the Castle.
Joy. I sit on that couch.
Yeah.
Smoke a little bit of ween.
A little piece.
And watch endless amounts of SVU.
Yeah.
Been to a couple of your shows. I hit the LA ones.
You gonna talk about your own things, dude?
I did a show. I did shows in March. I had shows in March.
No, where's the good one?
I'm a Soma resident now.
You are famous. And you know what famous girls get?
Purple hair.
Purple hair and chocolate chip pancakes at 2 a.m.
Ooh,
no one else can get that.
Hits. Blonde hair Laura did have those.
Yeah, everyone had those.
So
regardless, we're hungover because of food. Yeah, so what? We're hungover because of food.
So what?
We're hungover because of food.
We feel good. For sure I have TMJ.
Too much jaw jacking?
Too much joy, dude.
Too much joy. What does TMJ stand for?
Temporomandibular joint.
That can't be right. What does TMJ stand for? Oh my God, she's a genie.
She is. Hey, ask Siri what your nickname is.
Hey Siri, can you read me my nickname?
Fat balls.
You heard the woman, and I will be addressed by nothing other than that. Okay? So when you see me in the streets.
I wonder if mine will work.
Make sure your volume's up.
Hey Siri, can you read me my nickname?
Big booty bitch number 3.
Who's 1 and 2?
You know, when I set that for you, I didn't think about that.
Put me in third place.
No. It just means you're the third in succession.
I don't know.
I don't think there will be a big booty bitch number 4.
Whoa.
I think the buck stops at 3.
So you've had 1 and 2 already. Respect.
Yeah, 1 and 2 couldn't cut it, though.
Fat balls.
You want to arm wrestle real quick?
Oh, my God.
Go. 1, 2, 3.
Be careful. Break your arm.
Bozo. I didn't know that TMJ stood for transmandibular joint. What does it stand for?
Temporomandibular.
Tempora? It's fried like in a batter?
Where your mandible connects to your temple.
Your mandible, womanable, childable.
Yeah, dude, you're right.
So what happened to it? Why did you even bring that up?
I clench.
Okay.
Got a headache.
Get the shots. I got the shots.
It's like $700.
You get discounts.
No, I don't.
Discounts.
I don't.
Is there a coupon?
I work in dermatology.
Like squirmatology, am I right?
It's gross. I've seen things squirm.
Spermatology? Is that the name that people...
We've removed a bot fly out of somebody's leg. Nasty. And we see a lot of scabies.
Ew.
It's gross.
Scabies is gross.
Scabies is disgusting. Ugh. I went to a wave soccer game. Super fun. I went to... What else have I done? I haven't done much. I don't get out.
Can we talk about...
Me and my peace and prosperity are sitting on that couch that it was aforementioned.
I just want the people at home to know that it's not just her that where she's found peace and prosperity, whatever it is that you just said. Mm-hmm. You have found solace with a young lady named Olivia Benson.
Oh, she's incredible.
You've put down like 10 seasons of SVU in the past like... How many months? Two, first 3 months?
I'm on season 17.
17?
There's 24. I have time.
Do they release new ones?
Yeah, they have a current season out right now.
How many different ways can you assault someone?
You know,
it's got to be getting old. No,
it's not old.
We're starting to repeat.
It's more of the victim's. There's a lot of repeats.
Now they got to like just alter the weather. It's like now it's this crime.
There's a lot less dead bodies in the newer seasons. So in the 90s and early 2000s, it was corpses, dead girls everywhere.
Did it start in the 90s?
97 or 99.
So it's been on for 20 years plus?
Mm-hmm.
Fudge.
Dude, it's so good. Olivia Benson is incredible. I thought I'd really have a hard time after Elliot left, but you know.
Oh, Elliot left? Did he leave on good terms?
Yeah, well, he had a rough exit. Something bad happened that he couldn't recover from, but he just started another show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Politics.
I'll get around to that one.
It can't be good for your brain.
It's not. I'm scared to take a shower sometimes.
Because they're telling you that you're going to get fucking bingoed.
The society is telling me enough. Okay. Gotta be. Ooh, you know?
Well, you put yourself in harm's way now with the pink hair. You're in a different bracket now.
You think I'm...
I wouldn't use those terms.
We need to cut that one out.
Leave it in.
So...
Yeah, no. Yeah, you put yourself in a different bracket with the hair. That's a attention getter.
It is.
It's an attention getter.
It's not the fact that I'm 6'1".
You stick out.
I'm a large person.
Largo Robbie is what we call you.
With or without the pink hair. Purple hair? Pink purple.
You're asking me? You're asking me what I think?
You're a special boy.
I'm a special boy, dude. And I'm just happy to be at home with you. Hold my hand. How do you want me to propose if I were to do it?
Taco Bell.
What do I put it in a Crunchwrap Supreme?
I would eat it and it hurts my teeth thinking about it.
You would eat the ring?
By accident.
Oh. What if it came out? Hear me out.
I do check for tomatoes, so
hold on.
Put it in the middle part.
Hold on. This is the proposal.
Okay.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Mm.
It comes out. It's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Middle just sticking out.
It's hurting my teeth thinking about biting down on something hard. Don't put it in my food. No. Put that tongue back in your mouth. Absolutely not. No. Nope. Listen, you put that in anything that is from Taco Bell and I will accidentally swallow it.
I like how that's the first thing that you thought about. It was like, hey, if you're going to marry me, propose to me at Taco Bell.
I don't really give a shit.
Respecting you. You could have just left it. That would have been so hard.
I don't have that kind of clout, dude.
You don't need clout to be a normal person.
Well, kind of.
Let's see what we got on the list, brother.
I have a hard time thinking that most proposal videos are genuine.
Yeah.
I know people that have legitimately staged them. And it's like...
For free stuff?
Well, no, just for attention on Instagram, which is fine, I guess. You know, do whatever you want. But it's like... It's gross that you're acting surprised. Would I cry in a Taco Bell if you proposed to me there? 100%. Would I use their security footage to post on my Instagram? Probably. At least it'd be genuine. Okay?
Genuine?
You don't know who Genuine is?
Today's episode is sponsored by Steve's Bagged Milk. How many times have you found yourself on the go and you want to take a drink with you, but you don't want to bring a glass?
Every time.
You don't want to take a plastic bottle with you.
Nope.
You want to have something that can fit in your pockets.
Wow.
Now this is where Steve's Bagged Milk comes in. It comes in a little square pouch, a little plastic pouch, and it comes in regular full fat milk, 2% milk, and chocolate milk.
But
take your milk on the go. It is officially cold season too, so you don't have to worry about the milk getting cold in your pocket. You don't have to, getting warm in your pocket.
It's going to stay chilly all day. And because it's in a little bag, the trash tamps down as thin as can be. It doesn't take up space. You got your favorite drink on the go. What more could you ask for? Go to stevesbaggedmilk.org for more. Use code COOP to get 10% off. Again, that is stevesbaggedmilk.org. Use code COOP for 10% off. They got you covered.
I've been looking at Reddit. I like to go into the advices on like relationship and just normal. They have a subreddit just called advice with like a million members. It's kind of funny.
I'm in there.
Are you?
I think so.
Nice. I like to see what
you farted.
Off camera, not into the mic, you jabroni.
There's another one coming.
So I want to see what you would say to this person. The advice question is, the guy I'm seeing might have pooped in my shower. Do I confront him?
I need to know what kind of drain you have, first of all.
Okay.
Because if you have a drain that man had to stomp the shit through, you got to talk to him about it. Because that's stinky.
Okay. So a little context. Is this person has been dating the pooper for 2.5 months. He has a habit of showering after pooping. And they went to get in the shower and she noticed the drain was clogged. He or she. So she opened it up and something resembled a little something. But it wasn't addressed. So they were trying to hide it from. What do you do? Do you confront? It's only 2.5 months. To be fair, I'm not attached to you enough. I'm breaking up with you.
I mean,
if you shit in my shower.
Listen, if they really like them.
Yeah.
And they're really like, I don't have a problem with this guy. He's already pooping and then showering. So that's out of the way.
Yeah.
After 2.5 months.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you've
really jumped straight to the full.
You would be in that shower 5 times a day.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe recommend a bidet.
Yeah.
Or recommend that he doesn't poop in the shower. Or if you do, be man about it. Scoop that little bad Larry out. Toss it in the toilet.
No.
Get like a little doggy bag.
No. The question was, is do you confront him?
Oh, well.
And how do you confront him? I want to say him because that's not a girl thing to do.
I don't know. Girls are pretty disgusting. But if this person...
Oh, I did say the guy that I'm seeing.
Okay. So if the man is pooping and you really like him and you are willing to make it work, be like, hey, did you poop in the shower, bud? It's okay. Yeah. Next time, do the scoop. You know, I'll leave some doggy bags.
That's got to be mortifying, though.
But I
guess it's also bad if you're shitting in the shower.
Do you risk it happening twice?
True.
Because what if he thinks he got away with it?
I'm just imagining that, and that makes me
sad. Or, here we go, avoid the actual topic and be like, hey, Mark, was the shower draining properly when you went in there? Was it draining okay?
That's too passive. No, you can't be too passive.
Oh,
that's,
I live in that passive zone.
You're in
love.
The passivity zone.
Nope, draining fine. No worries.
No, I can't. You can't be that passive about it.
And then
it.
You got to open up and go, oh my God.
There's a turd in here.
There's an animal in this apartment.
Someone must have broke in and shit in my shower.
Mark, we got to get this taken care of. And then Mark is going to lie about it. And they could be married in 2 years. He'll never do it again. He'll be mortified. She'll know.
Do you
that
think
it
marriage is on the table if he's a shit to shower guy?
I don't know. I feel like
people that do that are very set in their ways, you know? So it's like, you don't just change.
They probably don't have a problem with it. If they're 2 months in and this is already something that they're like, oh, it's just something that Mark does.
Yeah.
You know? They could be married.
Yeah.
In, you know, 2 years.
So you think there's still a chance?
I think there's a chance.
Okay.
It depends on how much partner A cares how much Mark pooped in the shower.
Why is his name Mark?
Don't know.
Do you have trauma with someone pooping named Mark?
No. I do know a guy that died named Mark, and he was a dickhead.
Mark Ingram.
Predator. Sorry.
Jesus, let's reel it back in. Sorry. You're letting your past show.
If Mark doesn't want to talk about it, I get it.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. But if partner A is willing to stick it out, and there's enough good qualities about Mark, you know, that supersede the poop in the shower, maybe it was an accident.
Yeah, he's got to be like...
Also, Mark has some trauma.
Yeah. Mark, yeah, you just don't do that off rip. That's true. He's got to have redeeming qualities. I think you're right. He may have to like cook good or be slanging his piece like crazy, or like he takes out the trash all the time.
I do recommend discussing a bidet.
Yeah.
Because a full body shower after
I feel like
poop.
That's a good compromise. That's like a meet in the middle.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I know you like to shower.
Let's just shower your doo-doo.
Let's bring the shower to you.
Yeah. Right to your butthole.
Right to your B.
I would like one.
They're expensive, so.
No, they're not that expensive. And I think it'd be worth it.
They have portable ones.
Slide that baddie on your fucking thing. Doesn't need to be the big fancy one. I don't like the seat heated. Maybe first thing in the morning. I do like when you go ahead of me and you sit and you warm it up in the morning. You can get that out because I don't want them to know that you sit. We don't have to tell them. But I do like that. Any other time of the day, it's disgusting. It's like someone's been sitting there for 45 minutes.
Here's the thing. It's like, it's such a dual thing. Like if it's at home, love a heated seat. If you're out in the wild and you sit down and it's hot still, I want to barf.
Like at you know whose house, it's constantly heated.
Yeah.
I use it though every time. Yeah. I will sit there.
You do.
As long as possible.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you?
Every setting.
Yeah. Spraying your anus. Okay, so if he's got redeeming factors, it's cool.
I think it's cool. I am a beat around the bush. I do not tackle problems head on most of the time.
Yeah.
And if Mark doesn't want to come clean about it, Mark's got some issues, okay?
So I guess that's good. This is a good litmus test for like how the rest of the relationship is going to go. I think that may be a question. Just be like, hey, did you shit in the shower? Because if he doesn't admit it, then you know he's a lying piece of garbage and kick him to the curb.
If you pooped in the shower and my shower drain got clogged.
Yeah.
Based on the amount I was so obsessed with you, I probably would have stayed with you. I might have said like, hey, what's the shower drain? And you'd be like, oh, yeah. Oh my God.
I didn't talk like that.
Weird.
I never talked like that.
And then I would just leave it. And if it never happened again, you know, you and I both know that I know at that point.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not going to force you to come to me.
I guess that's an easy way to address it without addressing it. Like, hey, was the shower draining? And then, you know, like, hey, I can't shit in the shower. If he doesn't get that hint, he does it again.
He knows. Done. Yeah. Done. Yes, I agree. If he doesn't get that hint, doesn't admit to it, and does it again.
Yeah.
Without, you know, trying to at least fix the fucking problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it must have backed up on him.
It is also not sanitary.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You get your feet in poopy water?
Yeah.
Listen here, public sentence 3470.
We have your answers.
We have your answers.
I bet Reddit tore them up, though.
Let's see, dude. Let's see what we got. Let me see if we got some. The first one is just a quote. Hey, man, do you know why there's shit in my shower drain?
Oh, Mark.
This one says, find a potty trained partner. Wow.
Maybe just slipped out. Maybe
that's what people are saying, is that it could have been just like an accident.
Maybe he's just a bottom, you know, and it just...
Yeah. Maybe he was dizzying in the shower.
Oh, that's totally true, too. He could have been Dijing, and it could have just, you know, he didn't even know. He could have not even known.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Don't put Mark in a box, you guys.
Sorry, Mark. Like, you're a great guy.
We're on your side.
We're on your... I'm not all the way on his
side.
Don't
do it again. Maybe put one of those hair catchers.
A dookie catcher?
I've never dished, so I don't know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can I move on to the next one?
Please.
So the next one I have.
I feel like Dr. Phil. Caller.
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
The next one is, my parents are pressuring me to donate a kidney to my uncle's wife. So let me read this. It's a quick one. I'm 26 year old. My uncle's wife is 50 years plus. I don't really know. I saw this woman only 3 times in my entire life. Definitely is not someone important to me, but now she's probably going to die if I don't donate this kidney. Ooh. My mom also has the same blood type as her, but can't donate because she is too old. And I prefer to save my rim and donate to someone that is more important to me in the future, like my mom or a future wife. But also, I'm going to feel a little blame if my uncle's wife died.
That's a toughie.
You're 26. Your uncle's wife? See, the way. Hold on. Is that your aunt?
By marriage.
Aunt by marriage. The fact that she's not calling this lady her aunt. They've seems only like met they're not
thrice.
Yeah, doesn't seem like they're very close. I might cut this out if this is dumb. Are the kidneys the one that regrow?
No, it's liver regenerates.
Liver regenerates.
But you can live without 2 kidneys.
Hmm. Liver. I'm barely living with 2 adult knees. Am I right?
That was good. 6 out of 10.
So how do you feel about that? What are we doing
here? Okay, first of all, toxic family.
Toxic
family.
For
putting that pressure on this person.
If your mom was like, hey, I need one of your kidneys. We got a distant jaunt that needs it.
I feel guilty for pretty much everything that I do or don't do.
Yeah.
But I agree that what if somebody more important to me needs my kidney? I only got 1 left for this floozy.
Can you give half of one?
I'm not an organ farm. No.
Yeah, you have to. It's a whole.
It's
all
a whole kidney.
Fuck.
100% of that kidney. But I mean, I mean, it's also kind of weird to me that they would know that person is a donor, or that a match.
Why?
I think you have to be.
Well, I think what she was saying is like her mom also has kidney problems. Oh, hold on.
Her mom was too old.
Her mom was too old.
Her mom was too old, but they're putting so much pressure on this person. I don't know. I think that's fucked up with your family, and I tell them to go kick rocks.
I would. You're only 26. These people had a long life. It's not your job to save them. You know? You don't. What are you supposed to live? What if you get old and your shit starts to go?
Also, what if it fails and then you're out a kidney in this 50-year-old floozy? No.
You can't. Once it's in a bitch.
I mean, I'm assuming. I don't actually know. But I'm assuming they can't re-enter the kidney once it's gone inside of somebody else's body.
Can you take an organ back if it fails inside of the donated party? Okay, we got to get to the bottom of this because if that's the case, then drop it in her. Okay, these are just medical terms. I'm not doing that. But if you can get it back, if there's like a warranty on it, hit it.
I don't know. It's a lot to go through a transplant. You have to be on transplant meds. Not the person that lost the kidney, but I'm sure she has issues.
Does your body work less if you only have one?
I mean, your other kidney's just pumping.
Damn.
You know,
that's unnecessary stress. Don't give it to her. Give it to her. She's 50 plus.
You don't really know her.
You don't know
how she's going to treat that kidney.
Yeah. If you've met her 3 times.
And fuck that uncle.
I meet people 3 times and I would not even share an Uber with them.
Yeah. No.
Let alone give them one of my.
Keep the kidney.
Kidneys. Keep the kidney.
Keep the kidney.
Or at least hold on. Let's take a different avenue here. Set yourself up for financial success.
This lady ain't got no family.
Sell the kidney.
Yeah, I think that might be illegal. There's an SVU episode about that.
Of course there is. There's an SVU about anything. But what I'm saying is if uncle and wife got a little bit of bread in their refrigerator, just be like, hey, kick me down or buy me a new car.
Yeah.
Would you donate a kidney for a new car?
No.
What if it was like a nice car?
Probably not.
You got a nice car.
I just think, I mean, buy me a house.
Okay, house is where we start the bidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buy me a house that I could pay off by myself.
So they're not buying you
maybe
a house?
Maybe give me a down payment. It's a lot these days.
So essentially you just want like 100 bands and you'll give up one of the kidneys.
Yeah.
So that's like selling a kidney, which is what I said initially that you said was illegal. And now the federales are coming.
I do think that is a lucrative business that people that pick up dead bodies will harvest the organs without telling people and sell them on the black market.
Yeah.
To people that are wealthy and don't want to wait on a transplant list.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, I tuned out for a quick second. Sometimes that happens. Mm. Run me through what you just said.
When people die, there's people that will harvest their organs before sending them to the morgue or wherever, or after they've been to the morgue, and they'll harvest their organs and sell them on the black market to wealthy people that don't want to wait on the transplant.
So is this like people that they like got like an inside person at the morgue or like someone in like,
I think it's
how
like,
does this work? Like, where's the leak?
I think it's post autopsy. Like after they like determine cause of death and make sure the organs are viable and they cut those suckers out.
Wait a minute. Hold the fucking phone. This is fascinating to me. And I know you're probably not incredibly well versed, but I do have some questions.
Okay.
How long after the person dies do they harvest?
I don't know. I would say probably like 12 to 24 hours. You got to get that sucker out of there. Maybe less.
I would think that you would need...
You gotta put it on ice.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta get that thing out of there.
Yeah.
I don't think they can wait for an autopsy because then the person sits. I don't think they can wait that long.
Maybe they're cracking them out and putting them on ice.
I think they gotta just be like getting to dead bodies first.
Yeah. That's probably what they're doing.
Oh! Imagine if you just had a body in here slicing open.
But you know what? If you're wealthy, it's the same thing as clear. You're making more room for the people on the list. Is it fair? No. But the morality also comes from those people that died might not be on a.
Did you just compare rich people harvesting organs before us poorsies to the clear lane at the airport?
Yeah. You gotta wait in line. If you got the dough. But, you know, only if you're not taking away from the people that are on the transplant list.
That's of course they are. They're cutting the line.
Yeah, but what if they're taking bodies from people that aren't on the list and just going against their wishes because they're already criminals?
Oh, so you're saying like if they die and they're not donors,
yeah,
then okay.
First of all, everyone should be a fucking donor. You don't need that shit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If it's viable in your body, take it all. I don't think they'll want it.
Yeah.
I don't think they want anything in this body. Okay? They're gonna...
Well, we've rode real fast and hard. We're getting back. Can your body recoup?
Yeah. A lot of your kidneys hold on to stuff. Like the stuff that you filter out. I read something somewhere that people that smoke meth, the shards, like the crystals will live in your kidneys.
Forever?
I don't know. For a long time.
You spoke about that like you knew exactly what was happening.
Long enough. I don't know the longevity of how long
I guess any amount of time that there's shards in your kidneys is probably the bad.
Yeah.
It's probably not good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think you can regenerate your body after, you know, going
I hope so. Otherwise, I am lights out at 38.
No, I mean, the liver's good. Your kidney's good. Not that you drink any water.
I've been drinking.
Hardly.
I've been drinking. Yeah. Well, I need
Are you a donor?
Yeah. I got the pink joint.
I just saw a video of a guy that he was a burn victim and he got a face donated to him. I don't know. Take my face. I don't care. But with facial recognition.
I don't know if I like that.
I'd be so pissed if you died.
Take my internals. Don't give my face to somebody.
I think they might have to ask permission from the family to take like the face and the eyes.
We're going to get to a point where it's going to be like brain.
I don't know.
What, you just got my memories now? You know every time I beat off?
I don't know.
You know every time that I jaywalked?
Crimes. I've committed crimes. I don't want them to know that. I can't have that out there, ma'am. Okay? You're going to have a list? Take everything you want.
Wow. That's crazy. You can get a face.
You can get a face. Yeah. Looks pretty crazy.
Well, obviously.
That is a scary looking man. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I mean, you can't look normal after getting a face because essentially you're just putting, like, I got a narrow face. What if you try to put my face on your wide body head? It's not gonna look right.
It's not gonna look right.
Oh my god, what if we switch faces?
Cute.
It'd be like that Face Off movie.
You're a beautiful man, so I have more facial hair than you though, so you'd be swapping that out. Finally grow a mustache.
Yeah. Finally grow a mustache and I'll finally shave it. It's gonna like you.
That was cold blooded.
Well,
I get it waxed. Maybe 4 weeks.
Okay, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure.
Here's the thing is you get it waxed. And I don't know that anybody that watches this can, you know, attest to this.
The girls will know.
There's like a girl that watches this, maybe.
They'll know.
Or listens. But you'll get whiskers and then you'd be like, no, I can't pluck them.
Too close to the appointment. You don't want to pluck them because then it doesn't grow back right.
Bitch, you get them 2 weeks before you go.
I know.
I'm not trying to be rude here.
They come back quick.
But I'm saying.
And they are rock hard.
Yeah.
Fishing line.
You kiss me and it's like piercing my mouth.
Pitch black.
Pitch black.
Where'd that come from?
You can pluck them at the 2 week mark because they're going to be back.
Yeah, they're back already.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's an opportunity. You can pluck them. I love you. This is love.
The girl that listens to this podcast will know.
This has been 11 years, okay? So I can say it. I'm here still.
10 and a half. Babies.
So, yeah.
I'll pluck it.
I want you to do what you feel is right. But there is a right answer.
I love getting my eyebrows done. She massages my face.
That's underrated. So we gotta start a list of underrated and overrated things.
Like squeezes my eyebrows and I just sit there like.
Can I tell you, one of the most underrated things in the world is getting your hair washed at the fucking haircut.
Special fingers they have.
Oh my god, my guy, he goes like down my temples and across my face. And I'm like, I'm ascending right now.
They care about you.
They care about me.
They care about you and they take their time every time. They're not in a rush.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Sophie, she's like, I don't know if I shampooed your hair all the way. I'll do it again. And I was like, do whatever the fuck you want.
Do whatever you want to me.
Ripping foils out of my hair. And then she's just with these tiny hands, just lifting up my bulbous head.
Yeah. That's like a full workout for her. Your head weighs like 83 pounds.
And she's got nails that are just long enough.
Yeah.
Give me little head scratchies.
That is a fully underrated experience. I love that.
Yeah. It's the best part.
It's the best part. I don't even care about the haircut. We're coming back to TG's Idea Corner. Just open up a spot where I can get my hair cleaned.
My grandma went and got her hair done every day.
Wait a minute. How much did that cost?
Who knows? She'd go get little blowouts. I don't know if they would wash it every time, but.
Yeah. They need to open up a joint where you can just pop in.
Just touch my face.
Shampoo, conditioner, face. Well, I guess I'm describing a spa.
It's a spa.
And it's very expensive.
Facials.
Yeah, exactly.
That exists. Have you ever had a facial? It is so nice.
Yeah, I have not.
Oh my god.
I'm always too nervous, dude. I feel like I have very sensitive. Exactly. I have sensitive skin and I don't want to like
I got it for free when I was working at Ulta, but man, I could lay there. It was like an hour of just my face.
Yeah.
And they steam it and then she put all this shit on it and I was glowing after, and the next day I was like super broken out.
Exactly.
But they also say that it's supposed to bring everything out of your skin, but I just don't think my skin likes
that. Purges your skin?
Yeah, it's supposed to purge your skin, which I guess it did, but at the same time it's just like it's too much stuff.
Yeah.
The skincare world.
Yeah.
I mean, I know girls that do like 7 layers with their little droppers and their rollers.
Yeah, I'm scared of facials cuz I don't want to break my skin.
It might purge stuff out.
I don't want to do that. Cuz
your skin looks really good right now.
Thank you. I have a routine that I use. It's called shower water. The face you made leading up to that might be my favorite face that you've ever made. You did like full wind up, eyes crossed, like, hold on, let me hit you with this. Hold on. I'm gonna put it in slow mo. That was hilarious.
Boy, do I feel refreshed. Nothing like a fucking sneeze.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
That was great. Today's episode is sponsored by, I'm reading it on a billboard. Today's episode is sponsored by Dave's Stinkin' Fish Pouches. I love cooking fish. I know you do. We cook a lot of fish. And Dave's Stinkin' Fish Bags. They are good for putting all of your fish scales, your fish smells. You can throw all your dirty pots and pans in there and throw them in the garbage because, you know, when you cook fish, your entire house is ruined. Usually not with these stinking fish bags.
Yeah.
You put the fish in there. You throw the fish away if you don't end up cooking it. It locks in the smell based
you know what's
on the way.
About the stinking fish bags is they come in so many different sizes.
Yeah.
Hit them with the sizes.
The different sizes are you can get a full sea bass size.
Sea bass.
You can get a little grouper size.
Grouper.
Or mid-sized salmon.
Mid-sized salmon.
Mid-sized salmon is usually the size that I go with because I usually get a mid-sized salmon. And because my house smells so bad after I cook, I have to throw everything within proximity into the mid-sized salmon stinking fish bag.
One thing that's new that they're doing with the stinking fish bags is they're making furniture sized bags.
They sure are.
You know how when you cook fish every day for like 6 months,
yeah,
and then your couch starts to smell
stinks.
Like a stinking fish?
It stinks.
Guess what? You put a stinking fish bag over it.
Yeah.
You take it out to the garbage.
Throw the fuck away.
Throw it away.
Throw it away.
It's done. It's out.
And you know what? Dave's Stinking Fish Bags, they are getting ready for the post-holiday season where everyone's on their New Year's resolutions.
Health. They're all about health.
They want to be healthier. Get your omega-3s and throw away all your junk at the same time.
Yeah.
And Dave's Stinking Fish Bags.
Hit them with the website.
Hit them with the website. www.
Dave's Stinking Fish Bags. Go get them.
www.davestinkingfishbags.org. They could not afford .com. They're in a lawsuit right now.
Yeah.
So do code COOP, COOP, for 10% off of the grouper bags and 45% off of the grouper bags.
You just said the same thing twice. Go get it.
Are we going to go to the fair this year?
No.
Hang out with the carnies? We have to.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because
why?
We never go.
It could be our last fair here.
Could be our last fair. I want to go all in. I want a fucking hot
corn dog.
I want Glizzy Goblin to be in her full je ne sais quoi.
What does je ne sais quoi mean?
Sure.
What does je ne sais quoi mean?
Je ne sais quoi means a quality that cannot be described or named easily.
Glizzy Goblin. How do you describe that?
Je ne sais goblin.
I'm je ne sais goblin down some hot dogs.
Okay, what else? What? Run me through. All right, if you had to go perfect carnival fair food situation, tummy aches don't exist in this realm.
Okay.
And you could eat unlimited things.
Off rip?
Off rip.
Hot dog.
Just hot dog, not corn dog.
No, hot dog. The big one ends out of the bun.
Yep.
That bun's not big enough. There's not a bun in the world big enough.
Okay.
Blossoming onion with all the fixins.
Yeah, okay.
What else would I get? Deep fried Oreos.
Okay.
The big humongous lemonades.
Okay.
My mouth's watering.
That have like 75 grams of sugar in them.
It's legitimately a gallon. Yeah. At least a liter.
It's disgusting.
So good. Ooh, what else am I getting? I'm going to get an ice cream sundae.
One more time?
Ice cream sundae.
Yeah, okay.
What else am I getting? Those potatoes.
The spiral?
Yeah, yes, yeah, those.
Yeah.
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake.
Funnel cake, just chocolate.
That's a staple. No powdered sugar?
And powdered sugar.
Okay. Okay, let me run you through how we're gonna do this.
Okay.
See, there's stages. You got to do like appetizers. You got to do mains. You got to do the whole.
I don't want to split my hot dog with you.
The whole shebang. I don't want... You think the last thing I want to do is Lady and Tramp a hot dog in the middle of a bunch of overweight festival goers?
This is America.
Doesn't okay? matter. Don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it with you either.
The first thing we're doing is we're going in and we're going to Chicken Charlie's.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get the most heinous bullshit of all time that
the
they have.
Donut.
Donut triple cheeseburger.
Ah. I think it's better with fried chicken.
Regardless, mm. I'm getting that. Okay. I'm getting a turkey leg. Gigantic.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, I want the big well, turkey leg. Now, another staple that you got to have is a churro.
Mm.
Now, you know me. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon sugar is my
kryptonite.
It's my kryptonite.
You're je ne sais quoi.
But I don't think you're using it right, but okay.
Oui. Bonjour.
I'll get like 7 churros probably. And then maybe like a bucket of French fries mm-hmm. and then obviously a funnel cake.
I'm just really craving chipotle sauce right now.
Chipotle sauce.
So like anything with like
a, doesn't the blossoming onion come with a yeah, you'll be what did I say?
Onion? Yummyin, maybe. It's so good.
I would fuck up some fair food. But the problem is in our older ages, like it doesn't sit well.
That beef Frank's not going down well.
No.
Okay. I need to bring Tums.
The Frank is the least of your worries if you're trying to get a spiral potato and you're trying to get your bingo. That's what happens.
This is good.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And I want that blossoming onion more than I've ever wanted a blossoming onion.
Yeah.
I want to sit there. Also, calamansi sounds pretty good too, with a little drizzle.
You can't get calamansi at the fair.
I can't, or they don't have it. You're going to shit.
It's going to smell so bad.
You want me to call Mark?
Who's Mark?
Do you see? I get heckled for burping 1 to 2 little belches. And then this man is ripping ass. It is.
That's how my fart sounded.
Silent.
Yeah. The fair, we'll go to the fair. We'll go to the fair.
Rides?
I don't do rides anymore. I have a bad back.
What's your favorite ride?
My favorite ride used to be the zipper.
Ooh, that's a sketchy one.
I used to me and the old friends, we used to rip the zipper.
Dude, that's such also a sketchy fucking ride. Also, the Gravitron. Ride.
I loved the Gravitron.
Oh, God. I don't know why I always went on it. I never liked it. I don't like that feeling of being pushed up against something. And then just this board slamming you into the ceiling of this machine.
I feel like as we get older, I'm seeing more and more carnival ride mishaps on the internet. Yeah, and I just, now it just ruined it for me. Like, I'm not going to risk my life to just get thrown and thrashed in the air for like 37 seconds.
The zipper is so sketchy because it's literally, you're just in this like oblong cage thing. And then it has the cage in the front. And when you're going over top, your face down.
We always would try to just rock and get as many flips as we could.
Oh my God.
Barf now.
There was one called the Hard Rock.
Is that the one?
The yellow one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad.
That always had the corniest backdrop. It was just like painted. It's just like Mick Jagger. Just like.
I love all the paintings on the fair rides. It's all girls in bikinis with these huge boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
The thongs.
It's like wet, hot American summer.
Oh my God, it is. I love it so much. American like fair culture is so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so trash.
Yeah.
Oh man, I do like the little, it's like just, there's
mini
like,
donuts.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I did derail. That came to my mind. Mini donuts are a must, those are but good. Continue.
The ride where it's like the two people.
Yeah.
And it's the X, the pendulum.
Oh, we did. Did we do that?
I don't know. Might have been big booty number one.
Or big booty number two.
Could have been.
None of my ex-girlfriends have had any sort of spectacular booty. So.
Neither does this one. So
Maybe it's like an ironic name.
Yeah.
You know, like they call big people tiny and whatnot.
Hey, tiny. Cut that out.
Yeah. Fair rides are, it doesn't seem worth it to me anymore.
No. You know? It hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts. We went on a fair ride not that long ago, and I lost my earring. I slammed my head into the thing, and it made me bleed, and then I lost my earring. I was really sad.
Yeah, you were really sad.
I was pretty sad.
You were really sad about it.
Yeah. It made me sad.
But it happens, dude. That's the price you pay when you get... you get carnied.
I like going to the flower exhibit.
Okay, here we go.
And I love dipping my little fingers in every single hot tub they have.
Okay, that I feel like they don't have at every fair.
Just to feel.
They don't. Do they have that every fair?
Pretty sure.
Okay, because that is amazing.
Tink, 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 tink.
I love, sometimes I'll even get in the ones that don't have water.
Mm-hmm, I'll sit there.
I could picture myself in one of these joints.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Even though they cost like $12,000 and I'll never buy one. I just like to feel like I'm going to buy one.
400 other American families have sat in that jacuzzi.
That day. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
I love the expo halls.
I do too.
Can I tell you, when I was a kid, my favorite thing, they used to have this, it was not an exhibit, but just like this little stall. Mm. And it was like a oddities, magic little things. What I used to do is I would always buy.
You would steal?
No, I don't steal. I would always buy it. I would buy the disappearing ink, and I would buy handcuffs.
Wow, trickster.
So then I would always spray my dad's white shirt or my sister's white shirt, and it would just like go away. And then I would just chain up people with my handcuffs.
Love that.
Like I would just handcuff my sister to things.
You're a rascal.
I'm a rascal.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing. I remember we one time took a field trip to the Del Mar Fair from Imperial Beach, and not proud about this, didn't know it was unkosher then, but I rode an elephant. Problematic now, I get it, but back when I was 7-8 years old, had the time of my life.
That's a pretty good field trip.
Great field trip.
I don't think we ever did that.
No.
Yeah.
Did we take any field trips? Did you take any field trips?
Oh, yeah.
What? Where'd you go?
We went to a lot of the missions.
Oh, I went to a mission.
Problematic.
Why?
Because it's where they just murdered Native American people and forced them to learn Christianity and English and cut off all their hair.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's legitimately what they're from the Spanish people that would come, and that's how we're Catholic.
Yeah.
They're not good.
Oh, great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Genocide.
Yeah, okay.
Mass graves.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, anyways, continue.
Museums.
Yeah.
Air and Space Museum, did a lot of those. My mom was a field trip mom.
Yeah.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
Because she had a good car.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nowhere super memorable. Maybe the zoo. I feel like it was mostly missions.
Yeah. Yeah, for our field trips, we went to Reuben H. Fleet one time.
Ooh, yeah.
And I remember that was the best.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's so dope. We got to see the IMAX movies in that joint. And then they also had like all the science things in there.
Did you go on the 8th grade Disneyland trip?
No.
In Degania?
No, I had no friends.
You didn't have any friends at Degania?
No. Well, I had friends, but one of them wore a helmet all the time.
Ooh.
He just wore a helmet. I'm going to cut this out.
I feel like I don't remember that.
Yeah. We were not very particularly popular in the old middle school days.
My biggest memory of the Disneyland trip is somebody bean dipped Haley on the tram, and I think she punched him in the face.
Respect, as she should. That's assault, brother.
And I think someone was mean to Florian. He was such an angel. I feel so bad for him. He's probably so fucking rich.
Stop
now.
Moving around.
I'm sorry. I have ADHD.
Relax. You're picking up the... The Reuben H. Fleet was like the last really good field trip that I think I remember having as a child. Because we didn't really do anything in high school, did we?
No.
It wasn't anything that we did.
No.
Middle school, I switched around a lot, so...
I took field trips off campus to parking lots.
To smoke cigarettes with your
Marlboro 27s. Classic, yummy.
Classic American ciggy. Cigarette.
God, I love a ciggy.
Yeah. Who are you?
Especially when you're drunk.
Yeah.
You're telling me that a ciggy doesn't hit.
I saw a hat that said like drunk ciggies don't count.
Oh my God. I love that hat. Algorithm.
I think you would look good in one of those like old school hats.
Which ones?
Like just the floppy ones with the brim. I think you would look nice.
The like the newspaper boy ones?
No.
That's what they're called. Newsboy hat. Look it up.
Okay, well, this has been Coop Therapy.
No, look up a newsboy hat.
I'm not talking about a newsboy hat. I know what you're talking about, and that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, have you ever had an issue where your hats are covered in dust and muck? Have you ever been outside during the day and said, fuck, my head stinks?
I have.
And you're just like, what could I
was thinking about the other day.
Inside of my hat to make it so it doesn't actually touch my head. Well, I have the perfect solution to you. I saw an ad for it the other day and they've endorsed me because they know I got a stinky head and I have a boyfriend that wears a hat.
Yeah.
It's called Bag Heads. It is a full plastic bag you put over your head, has holes around the ears, eyes, nose, and lips, but it is full lining for the top of your scalp so it does not touch your hat.
That really solves a lot of issues in the stinky hat smell game.
Your hat is fresh. It doesn't touch your nasty, disgusting human skin or hair ever.
Yeah.
And at the cheap price of $20.99, you can get a pack of four.
$20.99.
And they are only good for single use. So you have to wear a new one every day. And the reason why I've been explaining that it goes over your full face is that the oil and the sweat can get evaporated into your scalp.
Now, I heard that the environmentalists have really been protesting this because single use is not what we want to do. But
like
what are they saying about that?
Fuck them.
Okay.
They are. They're saying that only elitist people that know that the environmental climate change is a lie wear these products.
Got it.
And famous people have endorsed this product. No. Kanye West.
You can't say real names. You cannot say a real name.
But it's made out of plastic.
It's a plastic baklava.
It's essentially a plastic baklava with ear holes.
Okay, first of all, you know it's not baklava, right?
Baklava.
Balaklava.
Oh.
And secondly, you can't say names.
He's not real. Okay.
Technically, he did change his name, so that's not a
what
real
the
name.
Fuck is it?
It's just yay.
Oh.
Anyways, you want to tell them where they can find these?
You can find them only on the dark web. 4chan is the only place that sells them. They've been outlawed in most countries.
I'm going to bleep 4chan because YouTube will probably not like that.
You can only get it on bleep. And $20.99 is the price for four of them, which is what I said. But due to the criminal nature of them having to send you the product, it's an extra charge.
So it's double the price?
It's double the price.
So,
but for right now only, you use my code. You use my code, BAGHEADS20, you will get one extra bag for free.
So what does the 20 mean in the deal? It's not 20% off. It's just
you 20 years to life is what you'll get if you get caught selling these bags.
Got it.
High risk, high reward. Your hats don't stink.
Okay.
Okay.
Hit them up if you want them. I what else to say?
Don't hit me up.
The product speaks for itself.
I'm not selling them.
Do you want to do one more advice before we leave?
Yes.
Okay, let's hit it. Okay, I got one.
Okay. Don't have to call in again.
Okay, here we go. I would like to know your thoughts because it involves animals.
Okay.
So.
All violence, anyone.
And I guess this is kind of like, could be translated to our lives too.
Okay.
So essentially this advice is asking, this guy has a cat, a cat, beautiful cat, gets a new girlfriend who's vegan.
Whore.
She wants to get rid of the cat.
For what reason?
I would say get rid of the girlfriend.
What's the reason? Is she allergic?
I think because she's vegan.
What does that mean? She's supposed to be a lover of animals.
Oh, hold on. Plot twist, my girlfriend is a passionate vegan and wants me to get rid of my beloved cat because cats eat mice or eat meat and kill mice.
Get rid of her.
Get rid of that girlfriend.
Send Sarah the hell out of here.
Yeah, she is so far gone.
Tell
it's terrible.
Her to go live on a commune and eat vegetables and dirt for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
It's the circle of life, bitch. That's how cats have survived this entire...
They were here long before...
Ever heard of a saber-toothed tiger? Okay.
Ever heard of a lion?
We got young tabbies in the streets now, and that's how they survive, okay? They're not
tabby in the streets, lioness in the sheets.
Not that woman.
Not that woman. She's a terrible lady.
She has a vitamin deficiency, and she's a bitch.
What?
So,
all right, let's run this back.
Not happening.
What if you had a cat, we started dating, I was like, I'm too allergic, you got to get rid of the cat?
Well, first of all, if I have a cat...
What are the factors that go in?
If I have a cat, it's something I'm disclosing on like date one. I need to find out if
you're
allergic.
It would get to the point where you would even need to make that decision because I wouldn't even be there.
Also, take a pill every day. I do.
Fuck no.
I do.
Okay. Do you want a child?
No.
Then shut the hell up.
Do you want allergies and to be with me? Yes. Okay. Take a pill. Wait. No allergies. You're with me.
No shoes. You lose. Okay. This has just been a Parks and Rec reference.
You love cats.
Hold on. Just because I am a cat emotionally doesn't mean I want cats around me. I'm very allergic, although they know that, and they always come towards me.
Which is hilarious to me. Just the pure pettiness of the feline species.
Yeah. I can't say I wouldn't do the same. Yeah. If I knew someone didn't like me, I'd be like, oh, I'm right here.
Let's have a seat.
Yeah.
Let me sit down on the side of your body.
Words are hard.
Truly, I think the girl's got to go.
Yeah. Honestly, at that point.
Unless she is like crazy, K-Razzy.
It's kind of long. Let me see if I can figure out how long they've been together.
Also, what does she bring to the table?
Yeah.
Because if she's like crazy in bed.
Well, that we go back to the first pooper.
I mean, like,
we go back to the pooper.
Star-studded. But then,
okay, they've been together 7 months, so it's not just like a freshie. How do you let it get to that point?
Ditch her. I would be, if I was that person's friend and I found out that that person gave the cat away for that hooker, done. We're not friends anymore.
No.
I have a big issue when people get rid of their pets.
Yeah.
For like things like that, that are so unnecessary.
Yeah.
And like, you have a pet, you have taking this animal into your life that you have
loved.
That's
priority. That's like a child.
Yeah.
Are you going to get rid of your child for your partner?
No. Can't do that. It's illegal. Safe surrender, but no, you can't do that.
Yeah. You can't just put a 12-year-old in the fucking Dropbox at the fire marshal.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
No.
So yeah, I think the moral of the story is get rid of your girlfriend.
Get rid of the girl.
Get rid of the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Don't get rid of the cat. The cat is going to love you.
Also, that's an embarrassing reason.
Yeah. So human nature, what is he going to get rid of you because you shit?
In the shower?
Way to come full circle.
What if that's Mark?
Oh, no. He's back.
He pooped in the shower. That should break up with me. She wouldn't mess that working.
Wait, that's called a callback, baby. And that's... First show back. We're in here, baby. This has been Coop Therapy.
Goodbye.
That's Largo. I'm a guy.
T-Bone.
You just sound like we're fucking shock jocks in the morning.
T-Bone.
It's like, mew, 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 mew. Welcome to
the douche.
All right, we're done.
Nation.
Get the fuck out of here. What do you want for lunch?
Coop
Three,
Nation.
3, 2, 1.
Bagel.
Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Maybe we'll do it again. Maybe we won't. Bye.
Bye.